It's chili season. The beautiful aroma of green chili is in the air. Hi, I'm Edmundo Resendez. Join me as we take a break from all the political talk and kick off chili season with the official question of New Mexico. Red or green? That's today's topic on Voice of the Public. You can call it KRWG's Red or Green Confidential. Our special guests are Dr. Paul Boslin with the Chili Pepper Institute at NMSU and Juan Morales with the Santa Fe Grill. Call in right now at 575-646-2212 or join us on our social media desk to ask your questions or comments for Voice of the Public. All calls and social media questions during the show will be entered to win a chili prize pack from the Chili Pepper Institute and gift certificates to the Santa Fe Grill. We are live streaming the show on KRWG's Facebook page, and that, what a sight you will see with chili products and food we are featuring. Dr. Paul Boslin, Juan Morales, welcome to KRWG's Red or Green Confidential.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Edmundo.
All right, so let's kick off the question with Dr. Boslin. Is it chili season? Are we officially kicking it off right here, right now?
We can. Rule of thumb is the last week of July is when the green chili begins to be harvested, and it's usually picked into end of September, and then red chili begins in September to December.
Dr. Boslin, what's the chili crop looking like this year?
You know, everybody asks that question, and there are some fields that are
It's a burning question.
Yeah, it's a burning question, right? It's absolutely beautiful, you know, but unfortunately with the rains, sometimes farmers do have some disease problems. Some fields may or may not make it, but overall, it's just a beautiful season. It's just been perfect.
Juan Morales, let's talk about the difference. I'm going to put you on the spot because this is what the show is about. Talk to me about the difference between northern versus southern New Mexican food.
Well, let me tell you, Edmundo, southern New Mexico grows the best chili in the world, by far. Northern New Mexico grows some great chili as well. The recipes are handed down from generation to generation. Now, preferably, personally, I prefer green chili.
You're a green chili man.
I'm a green chili man. Let me tell you why, because I sell close to 5,000 pounds of green chili a month.
5,000 pounds? How many stores do you have?
I have 11 stores in Mundo, 10 in Las Cruces and one in Hatch, New Mexico.
And what is the most popular dish out the door?
Well, by far, our burritos.
Okay. Which burrito?
Well, let me tell the medicine man.
What's in the medicine man?
Well, the medicine man, it's grilled steak, skillet potatoes, bacon, fire-roasted green chili, topped off with our cream cheese Alfredo sauce and cheddar, because cheddar always makes it better.
Dr. Boslin, makes your mouth water.
It does. I can just see that beautiful burrito.
And your burritos are not small.
No, they're not. They're bigger than the average burrito.
Why is that?
Because we put a lot of TLC into them, Edmundo. A lot of green chili, a lot of loving, a lot of steak, a lot of chicken. You name it, we got it.
Juan, well, 575-646-2212. 575-646-2212 if you want to join in on the conversation. Or you can also join Fred Martino, who is standing by the social media desk, for your comments or questions for Voice of the Public. A reminder, all calls and social media questions during the show will be entered to win a chili prize pack from the Chili Pepper Institute and gift certificates to the Santa Fe Grill. We're going to be having the drawing at the end of the show. The only catch is you must be able to pick up the prize right here at the KRWG Studios, because as you can see, these prize packs are pretty big. Dr. Boslin, what's in one of these prizes?
In the box there is four of our hot sauces that we have. We use our New Mexico chilies that were developed here at New Mexico State University to formulate there. And one of them is actually Sancto Scorpio, made from the scorpion chili that's 2 million Scoville heat units. And just recently there was a news story that Tabasco came out with a scorpion hot sauce. They sold out and won't have any until November. But we have it here at NMSU at the Chili Pepper Institute.